Good evening and a warm welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the newest updates and professional insights in cybersecurity, presented by Heal Security. My name is Richard Simmons, and I am coming to you from London, ready to explore the crucial nexus between healthcare and cybersecurity intelligence. Today is Friday, the 19th of April, 2024. Join me as we navigate the intricate landscape of the digital world.
I am Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We are developing the Heal Security Desktop, a cutting-edge solution designed to deliver the fastest healthcare industry-specific cybersecurity threat intelligence. The Heal Security Desktop keeps a vigilant watch over an extensive network encompassing more than 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and approximately 645,000 organizations and vendors. This comprehensive monitoring ensures we're at the forefront of cybersecurity. We invite you to join our Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program. By collaborating with us, you'll be an integral part of this groundbreaking journey. To learn more and get involved, please visit healsecurity.com.
In a concerning development within the healthcare sector, Octapharma Plasma has been compelled to shut down over 150 of its centers across the United States due to unspecified IT problems, sparking worries that a ransomware attack might be at play. The abrupt closures have disrupted plasma donation services, essential for producing life-saving treatments for patients with rare diseases and immune deficiencies. While the company remains tight-lipped about the details, the scale and nature of the IT issues have raised alarms about the vulnerability of healthcare data and critical medical infrastructure to cyber threats. Cisco has announced a severe vulnerability, identified as CVE-2024-20-295, that could potentially allow attackers to gain root access on a victim's operating system through the Cisco Integrated Management Controller's command line interface. Despite no reported cases of malicious exploitation, Cisco has responded quickly by issuing software updates to contain the threat. Users of the affected systems are strongly encouraged to apply the updates to safeguard against potential attacks. Cydia has unveiled the Cydia Risk Platform, a new tool designed to express cyber threats in financial terms, aiding businesses in visualizing potential security scenarios and facilitating improved communication between executives and IT professionals. In response to a disconnect in cybersecurity prioritization, this platform aims to simplify risk assessment, streamline decision-making, and ensure cost-effective regulatory compliance by quantifying risks. This innovative SaaS solution will allow companies to efficiently manage cyber risks by identifying critical threats, modeling risk scenarios, and fostering a better understanding of cybersecurity strategies through its monetary risk evaluation system. Frontier Communications, a major internet service provider in the US, has experienced a significant cyber attack, prompting the company to shut down its systems as a preventive measure. The exact nature or extent of the breach has not been disclosed, but the incident has raised concerns among customers about potential data exposure. In response, Frontier is actively working with cybersecurity experts to investigate the attack and to restore services safely. In the wake of the destructive ransomware attack on Change Healthcare, Congress is actively investigating ways to mitigate the repercussions of similar future cyber threats in the healthcare sector. The severity of the incident, which led to incorrect patient billing and disrupted communications between patients and insurers, has underscored the urgent need for improved cybersecurity measures. Lawmakers are considering various strategies, such as preventing single point of failure scenarios, regulating healthcare mergers more strictly, enhancing cybersecurity protocols, providing federal funding, and establishing a swift response system for major cyber attacks. Security experts are raising alarms as a researcher manipulates Palo Alto Networks' Global Protect VPN to create a highly stealthy and dangerous malware variant named Evil XDR. this nefarious adaptation, undetectable by traditional antivirus and security tools, bypasses the very defenses designed to protect networks. The cybersecurity community is now on high alert, urging organizations using Palo Alto software to be vigilant for signs of compromise and to reassess their security measures. In a bold move, the Akira ransomware gang has successfully extorted a staggering $42 million from their victims, marking a significant surge in their criminal activity. Shifting their focus towards a new frontier, Akira is now targeting Linux servers, potentially opening up a vast new landscape for exploitation. With the group's techniques evolving, organizations utilizing Linux servers are urged to bolster their cyber defenses to counter this emerging threat. FBI Director Christopher Wray has issued a stark warning about China-linked hackers preparing for possible cyber attacks on U.S. critical infrastructure, with the group known as Vault Typhoon maintaining undetected access in some instances for over 5 years. Wray emphasized the gravity of the threat by revealing the cyber espionage group's successful breaches in multiple sectors, including communications, energy, and water systems, highlighting their sophisticated tactics, such as using living-off-the-land techniques for long-term, undetected persistence. In response to these alarming activities, U.S. agencies have released technical guidance to mitigate such threats, even as the Chinese Foreign Ministry denies any association with the Vault Typhoon activity, framing it as a cybercrime operation instead. In a recent security alert, Cisco has warned businesses about an increase in password spraying attacks targeting virtual private networks, or VPNs. Attackers are leveraging this brute force method to bypass authentication mechanisms and gain unauthorized access to networks. Organizations are urged to strengthen their security protocols and monitor for suspicious activities to combat these escalating threats. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Simmons, and that concludes today's edition of Heal Security Dispatch, Daily Digest. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for more insightful updates. Remember to like, subscribe for ongoing coverage and in-depth analysis, and consider becoming part of the Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program by visiting healsecurity.com. Until we meet again, don't have nightmares. Stay savvy and secure in the digital realm.